Hi, my name's Amelia, and welcome to the second episode of 21 and Over It. First of all, if you're listening to this, I just want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that people are listening to this. I was so surprised by how many people listened to the first episode. So I just wanted to say thank you. I do really appreciate it. And it makes me really happy seeing like feedback from people who have listened and people saying like they relate to certain stuff or that they've experienced something too. And just stuff like that. It just makes me really happy. And it feels like, I don't know, like I'm actually doing something important, if that makes sense. So I'm pretty sure I mentioned something about this in the first episode, but right now in my life, I'm kind of on this like journey to becoming my best self. Like I just want to have my life under control. Like for instance, right now, my biggest problem is being productive without going too hard to the point of burnout. Like for me, it's just like go, 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 go until like eventually I hit a wall and it's just burnout and I am useless. Like I just need to lay in bed for a week and not use my brain. And that's just like not good. That's what I've been dealing with. That's like my biggest problem. However, since I have started this kind of like journey or whatever, that sounds so corny, but whatever, that's what it is. As I've been trying to like better myself, I feel like I found a couple of like really good, like fun ways to be able to stay productive and get the things done that you need to get done without like going too hard and then hitting that wall where you're done. And I feel like this is a pretty common thing with people in general, but also like people in my age group, whether it's like college or work, an internship, anything like that, you just have a lot of stuff that you're trying to deal with. So because I'm sure so many people deal with this, I thought that I would share some of the ways that I found to deal with this and just like balance my life out. I'm not saying these work for everyone. This is just what works for me. This could just be all in my head, placebo, whatever. But I feel like it helps me, so maybe I'll help some of you guys. So I personally am a college student. I have two jobs and I have an internship. So I have a lot of stuff that I need to keep track of. And if I don't keep track of it, I feel like I will literally just go crazy. And I've tried so many ways to not get overwhelmed with all of it and like be able to know when everything is due and get everything done on time without like losing my mind. And the only thing that I found that works and really helps me get everything under control is the app Notion. This is about to sound like sponsored by Notion or something, but it's not. I just genuinely love this app so much. You can also use it on your computer, which is really nice. So I guess Notion is kind of an app to organize things. So it almost looks like a website, but it's just like your own personal one, if that makes sense. But the thing is, it's so easy to use. Like you can make your own pages super easy, or they have templates you can use. Like for me personally, I have a few pages. The first one is my dashboard, which it just has like a couple random things on it. And I made it look super cute. Like you can add little pictures and stuff, but it has like under personal, like to-do list, vision board, habit tracker, journal, like stuff like that. So like that's my first page. Then I have homework, which this is kind of boring, but I literally just like put like, this is the assignment, this is when it's due, but it's all like right there. I have it for the rest of the semester, and it's pretty much the same for the rest of it. I have my internship, I have one of my job schedules. Like I feel like I just have all of the responsibilities I have in life put in one spot that's super easy to read. It's super easy to edit. You can add like your own thing, you can make it cute, plus you can use it on your phone and on like a computer. So it's just really, really nice. Like it has helped me so much. Like I've literally been telling everyone about it. Like I'm so obsessed with it, and it, in the dorkiest way possible, it has like genuinely changed my life. Like it has genuinely helped me with my anxiety, like making me less worried about missing stuff, not knowing when stuff is, like anything in that realm. Like it's really helped me with that. And that was like the very first thing I found that made me think like, wow, I really want to like get my life under control. I want everything like laid out like that. I feel like it would just really, really help me with my anxiety and help me just know when everything is. But it was the first thing I found, and I actually saw it on TikTok. It was the username Annie Cicadas. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but she made videos where she was using Notion, and I just like fell in love. I was like, I need that in my life. And since I've started using it, it has helped me so much. The next thing that has really helped me is calendars. I know that sounds so dorky, but I have a calendar in my room, I have a calendar on my phone, and I have a planner. All of them have the exact same things on them, but they're in different spots, so like I always can have it. Like if I'm in my bedroom, I can just look on the wall and see it. If I'm in class and I can't get on my phone, I can just open my planner. If I'm literally anywhere else, I have my phone. I can just check my phone. The more I get into this, I feel like I might just be like incredibly anxious and overwhelmed. Please let me know if anyone else feels like this, if anyone else is like this stressed out constantly. Okay, next one, notifications. This is kind of a random one, but I turned off all of my notifications for social media. I get on social media a fair amount still. I think I more just get on it when I want to now. Like if I'm laying in bed doing nothing, then I'll get on it. But like if I'm doing homework or something and I see a notification, I really don't need to be like stopping my homework to get on Twitter. I don't know, for me, it just helps me stay more productive and use social media in like a better way, because honestly, it's not great to be on social media constantly anyways. So if I turn off my notifications, I'm not on it as much. It's kind of a win-win. So yeah, turning your notifications off is kind of just great all around. I would recommend that to like pretty much anyone. The next thing I found that really helps me is taking breaks. I guess a better way to put it is like working in intervals. Like what works really well for me is if I have like a ton of homework to do, it's kind of overwhelming to just look at it and be like, oh my God, I have like literally like 3 hours of homework to do. That sucks. You don't want to sit down and just do homework for 3 hours. That is not fun. So what works for me, I will do 30 minutes of homework and then I'll take a 15 minute break and then I'll come back and I'll do 30 more minutes of work and I'll just work like that, like in intervals, kind of like work for a little bit, take a little break, work for a little bit, take a little break. It works for me. That might not be the most efficient way for everybody, but for me, it just lets me like get a good amount of work done and still relax for like a little bit of time, if that makes sense. Like when I'm doing this, I will do like 30 minutes of like solid work, like not on my phone, nothing like that. Like literally I will reset the timer if I get on my phone. Like I set a timer. I'm that serious about it. I don't know. For me, it helps. Maybe it would help you. Maybe it would stress you out more. So who knows? Moving on to the next one. The next one is one that I literally swear by. I genuinely think incorporating this into my life has made like the biggest change in like such a positive way. And all it is just having one lazy day a week. For me personally, that's Wednesday. It is my favorite day. So why I think this has helped me so much is, like I said, I'm a college student and I work. I have homework due on the weekends. I have to work on the weekends. But Wednesday is the one day that I never work and I only have class online. So I really have like the majority of Wednesday to just do whatever I want. It ranges every Wednesday. I just do whatever my little heart desires. Sometimes I just lay in bed on Wednesdays. Sometimes I'll go to a coffee shop and do homework or write. Sometimes I'll take a nap. Sometimes I'll watch a movie. Sometimes I will go like shopping or something. I will literally just do whatever I want. Also on these days, this is a really important part, I'll do all of the little stupid things I have to do that literally take like 5 to 10 minutes, but it's like, it takes 5 to 10 minutes. I don't want to do it right now, whatever, I'll do it later. On those lazy days, that's when I'll do those things. I can't really think of an example right now, but it's just like stupid random stuff. Like the only thing that I can think of is like filling out a form. I don't know, whatever it may be for you, it's just something that really doesn't take that much time, but you don't want to do it right now. On those lazy days, take care of it. It really does help, I swear by it. I swear by the lazy days. They are the best. Like I said, my lazy day is always Wednesday. This Wednesday, however, will not be a lazy day. This Wednesday, I have a report for my internship due, and it's literally 27 pages, and I haven't started. It's due Wednesday. So Wednesday is very much going to be a panic day. We're not going to deal with that right now. It's Monday at 8:26 and still haven't started, but that really is a tomorrow problem. So next topic. As much as I'm joking about it, I am vaguely panicked about it because I had absolutely no idea that it needed to be that long. I was thinking like maybe 5 or 6 pages. I was not prepared for 27, so I actually am going to start that tonight. So this is going to be a shorter episode. So that's why this is going to be the last little tip that I found. I need to start on that report. I am stressed. I'm not gonna lie. A little panicked, but you know, I guess we'll get through it. Anyway, so the last one is rearranging / cleaning your space. I'm gonna be honest, I personally am a very messy person. I just am. I'm a messy person, I will admit it. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get better, I really am. So I have a lot of interests, and I personally try and incorporate all of my interests into my bedroom, into my decor or whatever. This does not work. This doesn't work. Everything just looks ugly together. Like, there's just so many different things going on, and I swear it stresses me out. Like, having a million different things going on in your environment is not good for you. And this is something that I've learned recently, and I've slowly changed, and I feel like I finally finished it today. So I've slowly started getting rid of things that were just unnecessary in my room. I still kept them, but just they're not on my wall or in my room. Like, for instance, I had probably 40 records hanging on my wall. This was slightly distracting, and as cute as it was, it was a lot. There was a lot going on. I had that, and then there was just like the 9 million other things I was interested in, like all over the walls in my room, on my floor, just literally everywhere. Anywhere that something I was interested in could be, I had it there. So recently I've been getting rid of that stuff, or at least putting it in my closet, or putting it in just like a space where it's not out and in the way and distracting. And on top of that, I've been trying to keep my room clean. This is hard for me, but I have been doing a decent job. Whatever, I'm messy, I'm being honest. It's just the truth. So since I've kind of cleaned out my room and really like kept it clean, it's really just been like a better space for me to be in. I feel less stressed out, and that's partially because I don't have clean my room on my to-do list. It's something that's already done. And honestly, my room is decorated really cute. I love it. It makes me happy being in here, especially when everything is just nice and clean and put away. It makes me feel just comfortable in here. Just being in a space that you're really comfortable in is just going to make all the time you spend in that space so much better. So anytime I'm doing homework or writing or literally even taking a nap, I feel like I just have a better time doing it because I'm in an environment and a space that I just feel really comfortable in. So for me, what that was is getting rid of a lot of junk that was kind of just like clutter in my room and keeping it clean. That could be the same for you, or it could just be something else about your living space that you don't particularly like. If there's something that you can change that's going to make you more comfortable, I really think you should do it. I don't know, it works for me. It makes me feel just like less stressed, and when I do need to take a break and I have those lazy days, I have a nice space to come home to. I have a place where I just feel like comfortable and I can relax. It's the best. That's another really big one, I think. I think it's really important to love the space that you're like living in, or like the space you're spending the majority of your time in. It really should be a place that you love. All right, so that's all I have for this week. I really hope these tips, or whatever you want to call them, helped anyone listening out. They really helped me, but like I said, they might not work for everyone, but maybe if you're like me and you get overwhelmed with school and work and just everything going on in life, then maybe you can try some of these out and let me know if they work for you. Also, if you have any tips that you found that help you stay productive without getting burnout and just balancing life in general, you can tell me on the Instagram page I made for the podcast. So it's just the @21 and over it. It's literally just the name of the podcast. You can go over there, you can leave a comment, you can DM me, whatever you want. Also, something I wanted to mention since I've made this Instagram page, I really want to do an advice episode. So if you need advice on anything, you can just head over to that Instagram page and DM me. You can tell me like if you want to leave your name out or whatever, I don't care. But yeah, if that is something that you guys think would be fun and you have something that you want advice about, let me know. I think that would be super fun. I've really, really been wanting to do an advice episode. I don't know why. I just think it'd be so fun. But yeah, you can do that if you want advice from a 21-year-old. I have so much life knowledge. It's just spewing out of me all of this life knowledge. All right, but that is all I have for this week. Thank you guys all so much for listening. I really hope you guys all had a great Thanksgiving, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.